This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With the Killer Bees.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
Hey, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. It's been a while since I've been able to say that. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM. That's what happens when you get a guy that's your front and center, a guy that likes to stuff more sausage in his mouth during a break and then finds a way that he needs a little extra break.
It's buffalo wings. Lemon pepper wings from Damaris.
There was
fantastic.
Also sausage.
There was. That was the first bite.
Okay.
That was my appetizer.
That was the first bite. At least he multiplied the bites this time.
It's very good. Very good stuff.
Evidently.
It's keto-friendly.
Hours
too.
Old.
Keto-friendly. Bad Take Boulevard NFL Draft Edition. We're less than 5 hours away from the NFL Draft tonight. You need to be at Valencia's tonight. Hang out with us. We'll have a little happy hour starting at 6.
Joe's got a tab.
At 7. I hope he does.
Yeah. I do hope so, too. I think KCQ will help you with that, but Joe's got a tab. I'm just coming in to get the kids and me some big dinner and then come back. Sugarland.
You're going
to
hit and run it?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
It's not cool. Anyways, let's
say hi to you guys.
Bad Take Boulevard NFL Draft Edition. Houston made the list. This is the first time.
You just made the list.
That Houston made the list of Bad Take Boulevard. You might remember this, Texans fans.
Houston Texans select J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt, first pick. I love it. I love it.
I hate it.
Had you ever heard of him before tonight?
Yes, sir. No.
Houston Texans fans making the list of Bad Take Boulevard, booing the selection of the greatest Houston Texan of all time.
At that time, the Rockets were the flagship partner of the Highway to Hell. And there was a certain member of their talent pool that was doing draft coverage. And they decided to call me because I had watched every game J.J. Watt played in college because of the fact that he went to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I was adamant that you got a good one. And I was told by a certain member of their talent and their staff, and it was echoed on air multiple times, he's a situational pass rusher at best.
Some people are calling Will Anderson that.
Yeah, well.
I read something today about that.
I have never forgotten, and I know, and believe me, the program director at the time didn't either, but it was brought up multiple times on the way to J.J. Watt's Hall of Fame career ending by going, remember when someone thought he was just a situational pass rusher? Yeah, I do.
Who said that?
I'm not going to say it on the air.
Why not?
Come on. You never do. So don't even.
That's not true.
That is true.
That's not true at all. Yesterday, I called him the Big Show and the Baytown Batty. Like, that's not true at all.
I think we need names.
I'm not doing it.
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, I know that we didn't own them at Gal Media property at the time, but it's still Culture Map that wrote that.
Oh,
Texans,
yeah.
Texans got it wrong because they drafted Pizza Boy J.J. Watt over Nick Fairley.
You know who that was?
I've never heard of this guy.
I'm a fan of his work. He does a lot of stuff for the Astros. He still writes for Paper City Magazine. He does a lot of stuff with the Cougars as well.
Does he have good takes?
I think he's a really good.
So I'm asking a question.
This is where you draw the line. Like, what is a take? What is a writer? I think he is a great writer. I don't know a ton about his takes. The one take that lands on Bad Take Boulevard is he said that J.J. Watt was going to be bad. Like, basically, right? He said that Watt was really bad.
I know Joe knows his name and Joe knows the article.
It's Chris Baldwin.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Baldwin, great writer. Like, he's a great writer. He really is.
And to be fair, he might not have written the headline.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
But it's still, that's all that people see.
Yeah, poor Chris Baldwin. He deserves better than that. I am a huge fan of Chris Baldwin. I mean that sincerely. He's a great writer. So anyways, Texans fans booing J.J. Watt, first Bad Take Boulevard NFL draft edition. The one that you think about nationally, and I think the one that always comes up first when you think of Mel Kiper. Mel Kiper saying, if Jimmy Clausen is not a successful quarterback in the NFL, I'm done. That's it. I'm out.
Yeah. You just made the list.
That was so bad. And he put a year on it, too. And the minute
I think it was 17 years?
Something like that.
7 years, I think.
I think it was like something like 17 or 18 was the deadline. People were waiting. They were lined up waiting and to just, as soon as we got to that year, going, hey, Mel, aren't you supposed to be packing your bags? Isn't it? This is it. And he wanted no part of it. They don't want anyone to know about that. And it's crazy how they've done a whole lot of work to try and make sure that doesn't come up again. But a lot of people remember it.
I could not find the audio of it at all. I searched to the end of the internet and could not find Mel Kiper.
Then ESPN did a hell of a job.
I found one from a guy back when Marino was drafted in 83. But the audio quality was so bad. But I found it. Mm-hmm. I found it. But the audio quality was just brutal. Where he was like, yeah, Dan Marino's not going to amount to anything. Which was a pretty bad one, too. But I found the audio of that. I found the video of that. But somehow I can't find the video of Mel Kiper talking about Jimmy Clausen.
I just hope that when Mel Kiper like actually retires, he says he starts with that.
That'd be so
like
good.
He says, like, I told you if Jimmy Clausen's not a starting quarterback for 7-8 that would years, be a I'll
great,
retire.
That would be a great like, swan song right
like,
there.
That would be very funny. Because he didn't say when he would retire, to be fair.
I think he said 7 years.
No, he did say if he's not, the starting it. Quarterback in Carolina however many years from now, I will quit.
He did.
He didn't say I'll quit right away. He just said I'll retire.
If he's not a good pro in 7 years, I think is what he said, I'll retire. So, like, technicality, I guess you're right. But he said if he's not a good pro in 7 years, I'll retire.
We've got so many internet experts, someone should be able to dig that up.
I mean, that's what it was. I'm pretty sure.
I know, but I'd still like to hear the audio because I know that they're trying to hide it.
I would love to hear the audio, too. I'm with you on that. All right, Todd, Mel Kiper isn't the only one that makes really, really bad draft takes and decisions, and quite frankly, it's the nature of the business. But his colleague at ESPN, Todd McShay, was not a huge fan of your guy.
You just
Aaron
made
Rodgers.
The list. I like him. I honestly think Brian Brohm, 2 years from now, could be the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. It would not shock me at all. And I still think Aaron Rodgers has a chance as well, but I think Brian Brohm's upside is greater than that of Aaron Rodgers. I look at him, the size is solid, he has a background that's solid, and I think mentally he has what it takes to get it done at the next
How did you?
I love a guy with size and background. That's what makes a great quarterback in the NFL. How about that one? That one gets under the radar. Todd McShay saying that Brian Brohm had more potential than Aaron Rodgers.
You think if
that's an all-timer.
You think if Princess Rodgers hears that now, he tells Todd McShay to lose his number, and he's now never going to talk to Todd McShay again because he holds grudges like that.
Does he?
Yeah. He's still not talking to his family, for God's sake.
He can't now.
Oh, you're talking about Rodgers.
McShay and Joe Douglas were roommates in college. They're best friends.
Doesn't mean Aaron Rodgers has to talk to him.
Joe Douglas is his GM. He's got to make friends.
I don't think so. I think Aaron Rodgers is petty like that. I think Aaron Rodgers is you know, he told Adam Schefter to lose his number. He's definitely, and if anybody says anything negative about him, he holds it forever.
Man, at our next one here. This is off script here. Adam sent us a Bad Take Boulevard on Twitter, and you can send these too. 713-780-ESPN. He's a Pac-Man Joel. I'm a Jeremy Branham. This one's from Larry in Stafford last year.
Larry, you just made the list.
Larry oh, I know Stafford which one it is. Makes the list. Go ahead, guess.
He said that. What's the quarterback at Tennessee?
No, that wasn't that. He screen grabbed this from Larry in Stafford. I bet you, Larry. I don't
but
know.
But didn't he bet? Like, or didn't he make some adamant statement that? The quarterback that was supposed to be a first rounder possibly last year.
Last year? Malik Willis.
Malik Willis. He was all over Malik Willis.
This is it. Larry and Stafford says, last year, March 17th, 2022, Adam was sending Larry and Stafford on the list of Bad Take Boulevard's classic. He said, I would draft Malik Willis at number 3 over waiting on Bryce Young. Just thought y'all should know.
Yeah, you just made the list.
That one's a bad one. That one. Tennessee's now giving up on Malik Willis. It's
trying
how much
to trade
they
up.
Think of him.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's a tough one there, Larry. I hate to see it. How about another one from Mel Kiper? This is another doozy from Mel Kiper about a quarterback that went number one.
Marcus Russell's going to immediately energize that Raider Nation, that fan base, that football team on the practice field in that locker room. 3 years from now, you could be looking at a guy who's certainly one of the elite top five quarterbacks in this league. And I think when you look at the difference between Brady Quinn and Jamarcus Russell, everybody says it's the superior physical ability. Brady Quinn's a big guy. Nobody has an arm like Jamarcus Russell, and mobility is a little underrated. I think that slow, deliberate motion is a concern. Having great receivers running wide open, the NFL, that's not going to be the case. Obviously, you'll need a little time, but you're talking about a 2 to 3 year period once he's under center. Look out, because skill level that he has is certainly John Elway-like.
John Elway! Jamarcus Russell is John Elway, says Mel Kiper.
Jamarcus Russell
was not a great quarterback.
A couple years after being drafted at number one, I was on the treadmill at the Met in downtown Houston, and I looked out on the gym floor, and John Lucas was normally, he would normally work some guys out. He had this massive human being trying to run laps around the basketball court, and I hit one of the guys, the trainer guys that was working there, and I go, hey, who's Luke working out? Is that a defensive football player, or is that like a big center prospect that might have had some issues? He's like, you know who that is? I go, no. He goes, that's Jamarcus Russell. I was like, no, it's not. And so, of course, I just kind of casually walked over there to look. I was like, oh, my goodness.
He's still working out?
Kind of.
That's good. I'm glad he was working out.
This was like just a couple years after he was drafted, though.
You know my favorite Jamarcus Russell story?
He went after somebody recently that was crushing him on a podcast.
The I believe it was the Raider. I think this was after they drafted him. Okay. They sent Jamarcus Russell home with video, like videotape.
Oh, right, right,
to watch
right.
Tape,
this is the big story.
And yeah, it had nothing on it. It had nothing on the videotape. They were trying to test Jamarcus Russell. So the Raiders sent Jamarcus Russell home with some VHS tape. They wanted him to watch it, come back to the facility like over the weekend, tell us what you saw, can you read this for us? And there was nothing on it. Jamarcus Russell came back, was trying to make up stories and lie about what was on the film, and the Raiders were like, yeah, Jamarcus, there's nothing on the tape. Nothing's on the tape,
that was the big story that followed him around. And then he did a podcast in the last year or so, I want to say, and that came up in something else, and he just went, like, off. He just started spraying bullets.
Yeah, so that one's a bad one there, Kiper, calling Jamarcus John Elway. This one hasn't happened yet, but Chris Collinsworth did a mock draft 2023 NFL mock draft. Chris Collinsworth from NBC, I think one of the very best football analysts in all of the business. He should stick to his day job because his mock drafts are terrible.
I couldn't leave Hendon Hooker out. I like him too much. And I started thinking about this thing. And I go, you know what? I mean, the only thing that really knocks the Chiefs out of contention is if something happens to Patrick for 4 or 5 games, and they just don't have that. They did fine last year in the playoff game with their backup quarterback coming in there. But if you get Hendon Hooker for the next 5 years by taking him Lamar Jackson like at right, the end of the first round, so you get him for that extra year, which you're going to need. I think he'll be ready by after the knee injury. He's 25 years old. I get it. ACL, but he does a lot of good things. I mean, so again, I went back to the positive and negative plays. And you know, yeah.
There you go. Chris Collinsworth wants the Kansas City Chiefs to draft Hendon Hooker to serve as Patrick Mahomes' backup.
That's crazy.
Like, that's a first-round pick. Like, I can understand drafting a rookie. Like, draft one of these project rookies to be his backup in the fifth
round. Again, we talk about luxury picks. Take Tank Dell. Take your guy from Boston College.
Yeah.
Take some receivers that just kind of come to mind where you go, you know what, luxury pick, we need that kind of receiver, or we're going to take a flyer on this kind of dude a little higher than other people because you're the Chiefs. But you're going to take a backup quarterback that won't see the field if everything goes as planned for years and years, and you're going to take him? No.
That is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. Like, he wants the Kansas City Chiefs to select Hendon Hooker. They have Pat Mahomes. They could use a really good player on the defensive side. How about you're right, like a really good receiver, the best receiver on the board to help out Pat Mahomes, and you want a backup quarterback at number 31. That makes no sense.
Absolutely crazy.
I think Peter King makes the list next week because he mocked Hendon Hooker to the Texans at 12. When Hendon Hooker doesn't go in the first round, he makes the list.
Well, that's a bold take. You don't think Hendon Hooker's going in the first round?
I don't.
I think he's going late first round.
I think if one of these guys starts to slide.
I think Minnesota likes him. I think.
What's his over under right now?
I think Minnesota would definitely take a flyer on him. I could see a couple of different teams.
How about the Rams?
Maybe.
How about the Rams trading into the last pick of the first round?
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to pull away from the beach house that they've got rented to not make any picks. But if they could, I mean, there's a couple of teams that I thought that I had somebody else earmarked besides Minnesota.
I think the Vikings make sense. I think the Rams make sense. How about the Seahawks?
Seahawks, maybe. Yep, that would be a good one. Behind Geno Smith, that was definitely one of them. How about the Saints? How about behind Carr?
That's interesting. They spend so much money on Carr.
Right, but I mean, again, if you're talking about what Collinsworth said, you can go get him, and then if Carr isn't that guy in a year or two or three, then you got your guy.
Yeah, I could see it'd be interesting. I think he's going first round. I think Joe George just landed on next week's Bad Take Boulevard. Yeah, I think that's possible. List.
We got that audio, Joe. Save it, please. But thanks.
Please.
You can do that.
If Hendon Hooker's the pick at 12, though.
You're talking about Texans fans possibly losing their mind.
That is the nightmare. The nightmare is Tyree Wilson and Hendon Hooker.
And then Tyree Wilson's hurt all the time.
Yeah.
With his bad foot because he's a big man.
And then they play zone with Stingley.
Don't love it.
I don't care how much of a homer you are. I don't know how you,
Cody Stutes,
you talk tomorrow positively about Tyree Wilson and Hendon Hooker if they're the first two selections in the Texans draft.
Oh, man. I don't want it to happen, but I would be interesting. It would be interesting to see that case study.
The spin zone?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see the spin zone. I don't want to see it, but it'd be interesting to see the spin zone. All right, would you rather take Tyree at 2, speaking of the devil, or trade down to the Colts, let them draft quarterback, draft Tyree at 4, or how about the idea of trading down to the Titans if they really are bullish on a quarterback? 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
All teams covered, no talking points necessary. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, the draft is tonight. We want to see you out at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Southwest Freeway, 6 to 11, little happy hour before the draft begins. Our 2023 NFL Draft Show. Valencia's is extending their happy hour food prices through the end of the night, just for us, just for you. When you arrive, stop by the ESPN 97.5 promo table. Enter our NFL mock draft contest. We'll be giving away three $50 gift cards to Valencia's. And if you get both Texans picks correct, you'll be entered into a raffle for a 75-inch TV courtesy of Audiovisual Consultations. The Woolhouse will begin our extended draft coverage starting at 3 o'clock. They're live in Kansas City. All of our coverage is brought to you by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. Cannot wait. Hope to see all of you out at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage on the Southwest Freeway. All right, if Tyree Wilson's really the pick, and right now it doesn't seem that way, like the latest betting trends, and look, betting is just the Vegas is just trying to correct what, you know, people are betting on. I don't necessarily think it's a huge indication of what Nick Caserio is trying to do, because Nick Caserio is a wild card when it comes to the draft. 2 years ago, Davis Mills in the third. No one really saw that one coming, although third rounders, who really cared. Last year in the first round, I don't think many people saw Derek Stingley Jr. coming outside of Lance Erline, trading down and then going Kenyon Green, a guard, right, at 15. Not many people saw Kenyon Green going there. I remember Lance kind of linked Kenyon to the Texans, but not a trade down and not at 15. So Nick Caserio is a bit of a wild card. What do you thought if the Texans are going defense? The Texans are going defense. They're going Anderson. They're going Tyree. They're not going to go quarterback. I still think there's a slimmer of hope for that. But they've committed to go defense. How willing are you to trade down to the Colts, still guarantee defense, but let the Colts, of course, trade up and get their QB?
I think it's risky, but I think that, like you and I have talked about, we're not as bullish as others about trading within the division when you're as bad as their roster is. Well, if you had a really good roster and you knew that you had a leg up on the Colts, and you know that they've struggled mightily now for a couple of years swinging and missing on quarterbacks, you don't want to help them out. But when you're ass bottom of the division and the worst roster in football, you can't worry about who is giving you the opportunity to do what you need to do, which is add more draft picks, get more draft capital, and get better quicker. And if this is a way that you are not sold on a quarterback to get better quicker at other positions quicker than you might otherwise be able to with quality football players, you have to explore any and all opportunities and not be anywhere near concerned about which division that the team you're trading with plays in.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with trading down to two. Like, there's a lot of thought that somebody's going to trade up for number three. Like, I've seen many mock drafts today that have the Titans going all the way up to number three to get their quarterback. If I'm the Texans, I'm trying to call whatever team's trying to trade up to number three and be like, hey, how about you make that trade with us? How about instead of making with Arizona, you go all the way to two and we eliminate this whole what are the Texans doing kind of thing. I like the idea of a trade down for the Houston Texans if they're committed to go away from quarterback. I think Will Anderson is the best defensive end in this draft. I would even concede that Tyree Wilson has the best defensive end potential in this draft. But I like some of the other names too, like Lucas Van Ness, fine. Miles Murphy, fine. Nolan Smith, fine. So I'm willing to make a significant trade down if somebody else is calling about that spot. So I have no problem if Nick Caserio goes that route, but right now it seems like Will Anderson is that pick. Would you rather trade down to four with the Colts or trade down to 11 with Tennessee? Obviously, Tennessee's going to have to make it right, give you the sweeteners, make it, you know, fair.
Tennessee's going to have to make it really right. Sure. I don't want to go that far. I don't, you know, look, I understand that there was a Daniel Jeremiah's draft had him trading up to get 2 and 3. They gave up way too much. But I also don't want to fall too far. I still want to get quality football players. And we talked about tiers. And I believe that there were two guys defensively that I believe were on a tier above everybody else. And I don't care about Tyree Wilson because I don't want another injured player to be drafted by this team for a year or two. Give it a rest. If all you have to do is get to four and you get some extra cap, fine. But if you drop down to Tennessee's pick, I don't like it at all. I don't want to drop out of the top 10.
I don't mind it that much.
Better be a hell of a package.
Sure. Because everybody's telling us that this isn't a top-end draft, right? Like, it's not that heavy up top. So, like, if you're trading down to 11, what's the gap between who you're picking at 2 and who you're picking at 11? I don't think it's that significant. I don't think it's a huge drop-off like normal years where the second-best player in the draft, whoever goes second versus whoever goes 11, is this extreme. You're dropping multiple tiers.
What do you got to get from Tennessee, though? You got to get there first next year? Because I think they're going to be bad.
At least. Like, if you're telling me, let's just go Indy's giving you 4 and a third rounder this year for 2, and Tennessee's willing to go 11, a future first, and maybe like a third rounder to go up to number 2, I'm sorry. I'm taking the Tennessee trade.
If I get the future first next year.
Yeah, next year.
Then I got to, because I think they're going to be bad, then I got to consider that.
I'd rather have that one. I'd rather have 11 than 4. Like, I mean, is the difference between Tyree Wilson at 4 and Nolan Smith at 11 that significant? Is it worth not having Tennessee's first rounder next year? I'd rather have Nolan Smith, Tennessee's first rounder next year than Tyree Wilson.
So if you get an extra first, that's a game changer because of the fact that now you take that extra first, the Cleveland extra first, and your first. You pretty much should be able to do just about anything you want to do next year if it's quarterback or anything else that you want to do to get creative if you don't go quarterback this year.
You would be positioned better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't guarantee it. Whoever lands with the number one overall pick next year might say, screw you.
We need a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But there's more than one quarterback. It could be Drake May. It could be Caleb Williams. It could be, you know, we could see two or three people come on the scene like we did this year with some of the guys that came on late. You just don't know, but you want to be in the mix to have every opportunity. 3 first-round picks gives you pretty much every opportunity except for the one that you presented, which is if there's a quarterback-needed team that gets the number one overall pick, you're probably not getting that pick, but you can probably get close enough to it to get the next best pick.
I like the idea of trading down to 11 more than I like trading down to 4, just because I know the cost would be far more significant. And if what we're hearing is true, that Arizona is this prime position where teams are willing to trade to, we heard Tennessee. Lance was tweeting earlier today saying that, like, Atlanta is a team that's looking to move up. Philadelphia is a team that's looking up. I don't know if that's with their first pick or their second pick. Pittsburgh's a team that's willing to look up. But you also had Matt Miller on ESPN say that nobody's willing to look or trade up to go to number 2. But if Tennessee's calling Arizona about number 3, I'm Nick Caserio. I'm getting on the phone with Ron Carthon, and I'm saying, hey, what's that trade look like? And if it appeases me, I think I'd rather trade with Tennessee than Indy. 713-780-ESPN.
If it's a first-round pick in the discussion, I think you got to have that conversation, and you got to think about it long and hard.
713-780-3776. What do you want to see on draft day for the Texans tonight? 713-780-3776. I've also noticed a trend lately in this fan base. I'll tell you what the trend that I'm noticing is and see if you guys agree. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. One trend that you need in your life if you're a business owner is HR&P, human resources and payroll. Chris Fisher, Mike Holly, some of the guys over there at HRMP that do a fabulous job. They do tremendous work. HRMP also members of the Cougar 100 for the eighth year in a row. You've seen the HRMP signage at U of H games, football, basketball, baseball. You've seen their beautiful building off the Beltway. But more important than any of that, if you're a business owner, let HRMP help you. HR compliance, they can help you with that. Benefits administration, they got that covered. Payroll, check. Onboarding, that as well. HRMP can help in any of all of those facets. There's no box with HRMP. Doesn't matter how small the job, doesn't matter how big the job, HRMP will completely customize a plan for what works for you. If you have a problem, you have an issue, you want to take a little bit off your plate, HRMP will find a way to help you. That way you can spend your time and your energy back on growing your business. Don't worry about these mundane tasks. Worry about growing your business and letting HRMP do all of the other stuff. HRMP does it in a way that's unique. Technology meets service. They have the best technology. You'll fall in love with that, but you'll love their service so much. Guaranteed fulfillment. You won't be talking to a stranger. You'll be talking to someone who knows you. They know your business needs. Whenever I have a question, I'm an email kind of guy. I'll email HRMP. Always a quick answer. Always very easy to understand. So employers, take care of your employees with HRMP as well. Give them a call, 281-880-6525, and let HRMP customize a plan for what you need. 281-880-6525, or check them out at HRP.net. That's HRP.net.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
What do you want to see for the Houston Texans tonight? What is your pipe dream? What is your absolute wish?
Well, pipe dream's a different one, because then you start talking...
Within reason.
Talking Stoots' alternate reality where Young doesn't go one and he falls into your lap at two.
Stoots' homerism there is not allowing reason and logic to come
I would love
play.
To have that happen. There's just no way I think it's possible.
Pipe dream within reason. What is your pipe dream within reason?
I mean, my pipe dream within reason would be that they do the smart thing. That they don't swing and miss. And literally, that's a pipe dream. Like, I'm still... very deeply concerned about Texans getting a Texan.
I hope that with everything in my life.
They trade down and get a first somehow scenario where they get some a high draft pick, a first or a second next year, and they end up with the two best players they could possibly get. And in my scenario that I proposed for Joe for the when they had all of us do our predictions, Will Anderson and Jaxon Smith-Njigba would be just fine with me. And if you got an extra pick along the way or picks to do something like that, that would be absolutely fantastic.
I think at this point, after seeing the latest odds and just Will Anderson's climbing and climbing and climbing, where it's like minus 400 now. No, Nick Caserio's always got a curveball, always has something planned that we don't see coming. And Nick Caserio flat out told you that it's going to be a very surprising draft. I think at this point, my pipe dream is Will Anderson at 2 and Will Levis falls to you at 12.
I had no clue Will Levis was going to be in that scenario.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. You got me. I fell for it.
I knew you were going to have Will Levis somewhere.
I fell for it. You deked me. Joe, what's your pipe dream scenario?
I'm still Team CJ Stroud.
Gross.
So I'm still it's been the greatest smoke screen in the history of smoke screens, and CJ Stroud is the second pick in the draft, and then Jaxon Smith-Njigba is 12.
Stroud's odds have actually been getting better to be the number two pick, where Levis is like now plus 1,000 to be the second pick. Adam Schefter on ESPN just a moment ago about the Texans. It continues to be a mystery because there are people across the league, even in the Texans organization, who believe the team will take a defensive player too. But I've heard from people today who think they're going quarterback at 2.
Here's the biggest thing that I want to say about all of this is, I know that there are, we're discussing this because there's too many question marks right now in the top part of the first round. I don't want to jeopardize next year's draft. I don't want to do anything. That's why I don't want to move up. Because I don't want to jeopardize the ability to have so much flexibility and so much draft capital to do whatever you want to do, except for maybe pry the number one overall pick from someone that needs a quarterback next year. And who knows? The number one pick might be looking at Marvin Harrison Jr. because they want a receiver more because they have a decent quarterback. You don't. You will need one, and I don't want to take anything away from having every resource possible to get your quarterback next year if you choose not to take it this year.
Yeah. I don't want to mess with the future either. Like, I don't want to rob from the future for the now. Like, that's why I hate Daniel Jeremiah's proposal.
I do, too.
The Texans trading up to number 3 and giving up 12, 33, a third, and a future third. Like, that's just, that's far too much for me. I don't think that the drop-off between 3 and 12 is that significant.
Because of, it doesn't include that a first for next year, that's where, like, I think I'd be okay with that.
You didn't answer it earlier because you were wearing one of your hats, assistant to the regional manager. Like, if you're taking quarterback, defensive end, 2, 3, and you're trading up to 3 so you can take both of them, that means that you want a quarterback.
Yep.
And it means that if you had to pick between one of the two, you're going quarterback. So if I threw out the scenarios, would you rather have Will Anderson, scenario A, or would you rather have scenario B, where you go Nolan Smith or Lucas Van Ness, you take the center from Minnesota with your first pick of the second round, and then you take Tank Dell in the third? Would you rather have scenario A, scenario B?
It's B.
Then why do you trade up?
I don't think there's any scenario I want him to trade up.
If you have that conviction that there's one quarterback you like above the rest,
then you draft him at 2.
That's right. But he's absolutely right.
But can it be the same thing that if you believe that Will Anderson is above the rest? That if you think Will Anderson is the best player on defense in this draft outside of Jalen Carter,
yeah,
but you're not taking him, and you also believe that C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, whoever, is far superior of a prospect, then I get why you go up to 2 and 3.
You can eliminate the quarterback from this conversation, because if you're willing to either select a quarterback or 2 or trade up to 3 to get the quarterback, you're taking quarterback at 2 if you had a gun to your head with the second pick of the draft. So it becomes, and look, I'll concede to you that Will Anderson, for the sake of this conversation, is the best defensive player in this draft. I will concede that he is a better defensive end than Nolan Smith. But I don't think he is so far better than Nolan Smith where I'm willing to trade a center from Minnesota when I need a center and Tank Dell, best receiver in the third round, for Will Anderson. Like, it's too much, to borrow your phrase, Blankers, for a team that has far too many holes.
But so what about Mechie coming back?
I love it. He's back.
So he and Tank Dell coexist.
I think they can, yeah. I think both can play outside. I think their strengths are inside. But Bobby Slowik is a dude that's supposed to be able to move guys around. Well, we saw what they did in San Francisco.
I have faith enough in him to say that just give him weapons, he'll find a way to make them work.
And look, it doesn't have to be Tank. Maybe it's a big target that can be sure. Like a deep threat. That's
okay.
Fine.
Now, are we of the mindset, finally, as we get into this final amount of time before we get to the final countdown, are we under the belief that there's no scenario in which all 4 of these quarterbacks make it past the top 10?
Because I think that 4 are going in the top 10, but I believe it's plausible that one's there at 12.
See, I'm scared that one's available at 12 and it's Richardson.
Yep.
I'm very fearful of that for the Texans. I don't want that because I thought that for as many mocks as we went through and I've seen, and then when we did our, our mocks, everything that I saw were scenarios where at least one, if not more than one, slid past 10. I can't see it happening right now. As we're this close to the draft, there's too many teams that are contemplating trading up that need quarterback. I just can't see a scenario where at 12, one of those quarterbacks falls into the Texans' lap. And if there is one, the one that I don't want is Richardson.
I don't want Richardson either. I'm not, yeah. It's going to be fascinating. Like, the Texans' plan, what they do at quarterback is going to be fascinating. And that's the other thing. Like, if you've made the decision you don't want to go QB, I don't want to lose, like, the value of having the second pick when other people want quarterbacks. Like, if you take whatever defensive end at number 2, and then Tennessee blows Arizona away with a trade offer to go number 3 and then takes a quarterback, that's another nightmare scenario. I don't even care the defense. Like, I want Anderson over Tyree Wilson. But if the Texans go Will Anderson at 2, Tennessee trades up from 11 to 3, and they give this, like, unbelievable offer of 11, a future first, a current second rounder. I'll be mad that the Texans weren't the one to make that trade.
I will, too, because it would give them more security to get the number 2 overall pick and take all possible failure out of the equation, and you could have capitalized. That's on Nick Castario, then, that you weren't doing your due diligence enough. If you didn't know that deal was out there or you didn't try and get in on that deal to make it happen, that would be very disappointing if you're a Texans fan because – I'll say it one more time. The only thing I want to know at the end of the day was the conviction of your front office was either yay or nay on quarterback.
Yeah, and you're never going to know the true story there.
But at least you'll know at least to some degree if at 2 they stick and they pick a defensive player. Then that has to tell you that they had zero confidence in the quarterbacks that were left.
And even if they trade up for that's a good point. Because if they go Anderson at 2, they trade up just an arbitrary number to number 8 to select a quarterback that has fallen to them. They're telling you that they kind of like that quarterback,
right,
but they didn't love that quarterback.
They saw some things, but they weren't convinced.
Yeah.
And so that's the worst case scenario for me. I need to know that if they go, if they stick and pick at two, that tells me all I need to know about how they felt about whatever quarterbacks were left.
I will say, like, if they trade back, I don't want them to go to four. I want them to go back as far as possible
and get a huge.
If you had both 11 and 12, think about the you know, it's like when you're doing a fantasy football draft in the snake and you get the next two coming back. Mm-hmm. It's a great position to be in because now you're not as worried about teams around you because you know you got the next two and your eye on two players that you really like as opposed to I hope one of those guys is there when I pick again.
Kind of the pivot.
Yep.
So it's 2 seconds, DJ Moore, two firsts to go from, including the ninth pick, to go from 9 to 1.
Hold on, say that slower.
It was
where I can comprehend.
Ninth pick, a first, 2 seconds, and DJ Moore for the Panthers to move from 9 to 1.
I would do it. I would trade with Tennessee. I would do 11, a future first, a future second, like that. Like that.
I think my point is, like, I think you can get more.
But that's what that's like.
Yeah. But he's saying more, that's great. A starting point.
I'm saying that's the minimum I would take.
Right, that's
actually
a starting point.
I would take less than that if I'm being completely honest. But if you called me right now, take it or leave it. This is my offer. It's the best I'm going to do. It's my best and final. I will give you 11. I'll give you my 2024 first and second round pick to move up to number two. It's Tennessee. I don't care. I'm not scared of trading in division. I do that right now.
I would too.
I would 100% do it, and I would try to get more because I think if Tennessee trades up from 11 to 2, it also signals which direction they're going.
They're rebuilding.
I think it
that's
means
why
that Derrick Henry trade's coming next, that likely Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill gets benched or traded.
Yep.
And you're talking about
4-win team.
Could you have two top five picks?
And again, it goes to my scenario of having as many assets as you possibly can to help you go wherever you want to go next year if you don't go quarterback.
And that's where, so for me, it's all about go all in.
Yep.
Like, don't soft play this. And that's why I like the idea of going from 12 to 3. You either go 12 to 3 and you get your pass rusher and you get your quarterback, or you go the other way and you go 11, you get 11 and 12. Like be bold.
I'm
like,
with you on that.
Like, don't be afraid to make a move. Like, stop moving up with 5 picks to move up 10 spots to take Nico Collins.
I just always don't, like, go I just, 12 and 3 like over, go, over 3 to 7.
I just don't like the picks that they would be moving up to get.
I'm just – it's either go all in or do nothing.
What? What do you mean?
I just gave – I echoed what Joe said, and I made it more poignant.
Oh.
Always go 12 to 3 and don't start worrying about 3 to 7 in the draft.
That's good. And none of us got it,
it went
Joel.
Over my head.
I give you credit.
Well played.
You hammer me on dad jokes. Well, I give you a different option, and then you.
It's just.
I just gave you the old poker wherever I knocked the table with a good hand. That was well done.
I mean, 3-15 could be great today. It might be Jeremy and I.
What?
Jeremy, can you stay?
All right, I wasn't planning on going anywhere, but if I go to Valencia, so sure.
They're in line to get their credentials. So.
Oh, my God.
Leave it to those kids.
Let's not think ahead and get in line at 11 a.m.
They got to buy me supper, or at least a drink.
That's already covered on Joe's tab at Valencia.
No. If I'm sticking around to cover part of the Willies, which would be the best 15 minutes of Wheelhouse history, then I'm getting at least a drink out of this deal. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. All right, this is your chance to tell us whatever you want to tell us about the NFL draft, your fears, your hopes, what the Texans should do. Should Hannah be making the pick for the Houston Texans? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
All teams covered, no talking points necessary. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
You might get extra Killer Bees today because the Will House is getting their credentials in Kansas City, and they might be late to the table. Here, I just went on their Twitter real quick because these kids can't get their credentials in time to do a radio program that is their full-time job. Just went to their Twitter today, see what they've been up to over in Kansas City, Missouri. Jake today, 4 hours ago, it's time. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Jake Asman posted 4 photos of him eating a barbecue with an Aaron Rodgers jersey already in mean green and white. Cody Stutes also posting a picture of a Carolina Panther fan wearing a CJ Stroud uniform. Good luck with that. So they've been hanging out in Kansas City, eating mediocre, overrated barbecue, and they're going to be late to their radio program? That's what's happening?
They're going to be on time.
Okay, but they certainly drew it very close.
But I didn't see Cody's tweet. But those are the dumbest people on the planet.
I know.
The people who make jerseys before drafts or get tattoos before championships, Like, what's wrong with people?
Lock it in first.
Like,
lock it in first.
Why would you spend the money on a CJ Stroud jersey? And
when you've seen the Vegas odds.
Like, so does that mean you're upset that it's going to be Bryce Young? And like, when did he get that made? When Josh McCown said they were going to play basketball together?
Yeah.
After the Ohio State Pro Day?
Maybe the moment of the trade?
Yeah.
Like, when was CJ Stroud's odds the best to go number one? Probably right on the right after the trade,
like,
I would say.
I kind of get if you already have the Bryce Young jersey. But to have a CJ Stroud Panthers jersey feels like a bold decision.
Like, would you have to hope that, like, whoever they take wears the same number as the number of the jersey you bought, and you could just change the nameplate, like when car to shop was the thing, when the Texans used to give you the nameplate?
Wait, maybe that's it. DJ Moore was number two, wasn't he?
Yeah.
At one point?
Yeah.
Is that what CJ Stroud's wearing?
No, this jersey was a seven jersey.
Oh.
Yeah, he's wearing a seven jersey.
Maybe it's a Jimmy Clausen jersey.
That was 17,
rest in peace, Mel Kiper.
He wore seven.
No, you're right. I think he was seven at Notre Dame. You would know that.
713-780-ESPN. All right, your last chance to get some draft thoughts. Wheelhouse probably not going to be talking draft today. I bet you they lead with NBA playoffs. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Mark, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, Mark?
All right, it's Art, guys. But the Texans have already Texaned this draft. Ooh. The second that they won that game, gave up that number one pick, that was the Texan Texaning this draft. Tonight, they're going to double down by not getting Bryce. You know, they're not getting Bryce, not getting Stroud. Both of them are going to do well this year, and they're going to be stuck with defensive guy and Bortles 2.0 and Levis, and that's the Texans draft. How about them Cowboys?
Oh, my goodness. Thanks, appreciate Mark. The call.
You waited
Mark.
All that time for that.
I'll be honest with you. Mark had a great tease. But the payoff was mediocre.
Awful.
Like, the Texans have already Texaned this draft. I was hooked. I was ready to see where he was going with that. Well, they lost week 18. Terrible payoff, Mark. Good tease. Terrible payoff.
Dr. Mark on 290. That was not a good effort.
I see what you did there. 713-780-ESPN. Number to call, number to text. HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. It's silly season, so how about another silly text? 2256. How about Stroud at number two, move up to number three, okay, Daniel Jeremiah, and get Will Anderson. Nick Cassero can get his quarterback, which will keep him not fired, and get D'Amico Ryan's defensive player from his alma mater. We got the capital. So that's the Daniel Jeremiah model, where you're trading
so
up to number three, you're taking quarterback
in. To the
defensive
show?
End. I guess so. He's a big. We're on a friendly.
We know because
first
Joe does
basis.
Call him by a first initials basis.
Yeah, first initials basis. I don't like the draft capital of moving up to three. I think it's ridiculous. 713-780-ESPN. Larry and Stafford, who made the list of Bad Take Boulevard earlier today. You're in the Hive, Larry. Go ahead.
What's going on, man? I've never really called this show, man. But, you know, I've heard that you guys are talking about a tweet I put out about Malik Willis. And it's always interesting when people go onto my Twitter and they, you know, try to quote tweet or try to get these little moments where they think somebody is not willing to stand with what they said. But they take things out of context on Twitter, because when I made that tweet, that was in the context of I was sick and tired of watching Davis Mills and Josh Allen and whoever the hell else that was playing quarterback at the Texans. So when y'all do that, it always makes it interesting to me, because I always have fun with it, because I ain't never ran away from anything that I've said, because I would have taken Malik Willis if I admit that I didn't have to watch Davis Mills again. But having said all that, the jackass that quote tweeted the tweet, Kilo or whoever the hell he is, he ain't nobody, man, because he's just one of them Davis Mills fans that want the Texans to continue to stay in a place where they're not winning football games. And if you're like me, your ass is probably tired of it, because I've been a day one Texans fan for over 20 years, and I'm going to continue to do exactly what I do. If I want my squad to be better, you damn right I'm going to continue to say the kind of things that I say until they get it done. Because if you lived in this city long as I have, your ass should be itching for a Super Bowl, and you ought to be tired of subpar quarterback play, since we haven't had real good quarterback play since Warren Moon or possibly Matt Schaub, if that's what you mediocre-ass dudes like. But anyway, the Killer Bees, I heard that you was getting at me, because you knew I was going to come at you and let you know that your boy from Stafford ain't scared of nothing, and I'll holler.
Appreciate holla, it. Larry. Holla.
I can't believe Larry's not listening to the big show on the Baytown Batty. I'm curious who he wants to be picked at number two.
I just want
to
know who the rat is.
Yeah, but he got the name wrong though. It wasn't that Kilo guy?
It was Adam, right? Yeah, yeah, it was Adam.
So he got the dude wrong. Like Kilo's catching strays.
Thanks, Larry.
When it was really Adam. Thanks for listening, Larry. 713.
Or having someone else listen and tip you off.
I'm curious who Larry wants it to. I have a pretty good idea, actually. 713-780-ESPN. Back out to the HRMP listener line. D-Town, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up, D-Town?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Great show. Okay, first of all, man, I you know what? I honestly believe it, and I'm not a Texan fan. I'm going to say that right now, but I honestly believe that Carolina wants C.J. Stroud because that's who they wanted from the beginning. From what I'm hearing, ownership wants him, but the coach wants Bryce Young. Now, Texans may be in play tonight to get Bryce Young. There's one problem with that. I'm thinking that you're getting the wrong guy because I really think C.J. Stroud will be the better pro quarterback. And another thing is that if all of a sudden the NFL is drafting 5'10", 5'11" guys, you know how many of those guys there are out there that could probably light the NFL up? There are a lot of them.
Appreciate it, D-Town.
Thanks, D-Town.
Stetson Bennett could be one of those guys.
Holla.
Late round. I don't think Bryce Young's going to be there, too. I wonder if Cody's putting that to rest yet.
Certainly, his final mock, he didn't.
That was last night.
He rode with it.
I told Cody if he really believed that, he needed to be betting on C.J. Stroud going number one. Like, if you really believe that, throw a hundo down on C.J. Stroud being the number one pick of the draft.
I mean, the odds today on Bryce being number two would be, I'm sure you can make a lot of money.
What's Bryce? I mean, I'm sure Bryce odds to be picked number one's off the board. I'm sure you can't
Most
even get
places,
that any,
yeah.
I'm sure you can't even get that anymore because it's just, what are you doing? So
right. Yeah, I can't see any scenario where we get the Paolo Banchero shift of the NBA a year ago.
I think that's at two is that shift.
You mean that the Texans go defense?
Like we see like another swing at some point between now and the draft. That like it's like Will Anderson. I mean, he's been all over the place. He was a -330 at one book today, and then he was back to plus odds like 2 hours later. So it's like it's been
at two.
Yeah, it's been swinging back and forth.
It's just all bet movement. No one has any clue what Nick Caserio is doing. Like this is all trying to correct the.
So
bets
we're all in the
made.
Same boat.
No one has any idea what Caserio. I think I've changed my nightmare scenario though. My new nightmare scenario is that the Texans take Tyree Wilson at two, and then Tennessee trades up to number three and gives a king's ransom that I'm going to be so mad that the Houston Texans didn't do. That is my new nightmare scenario. I've added a caveat to my nightmare scenario.
Yeah, that would be bad because, again, if that package that they trade up to three to get includes a first-round pick for next year's draft, with as bad as I think Tennessee's going to be, then I would be extremely upset because you have to, if you're Nick Caserio, listen to all callers and takers at this point just because you're not sold or convinced, especially if you're not sold or convinced on one of these quarterbacks. But if you have a chance to get a team that looks like it's pressing the restart button, their first-round pick, so that they can get a quarterback that you're not high on and you don't capitalize on that and other sweeteners, that's ridiculous.
That's my new nightmare scenario. My nightmare scenario is you draft Tyree Wilson, a big man with feet problems, and then Tennessee trades up to three and just gives them a sweetheart deal that we're just sitting here going, we got Tyree Wilson, a bad foot big man, and we could have had that. That's my new.
Then Nick Caserio should call Rex Ryan and they should go hang out together because
I don't think he's going to fix the bad feet.
I think Nick Caserio has just given us every indication if he takes Tyree Wilson that he's just obsessed with feet and bad feet because that's ridiculous if you do that 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
If you're at least going to go defense, take the safer pick. Take Will Anderson.
Ugh. All right. All comes to a head tonight as we'll be out of Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage beginning at 6 o'clock. Come hang out with us.
Credentials.
They're leading with draft. Are they going to make it, Joe George? They're going to be there? Kids got their credentials on time. They were able to make lunch and get their credentials and make their radio show.
I think they lead with credentials and then they get into the draft.
Probably so.
Okay.
Their adventures in Kansas City. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Joe George for doing all the hard work. He's Blank on Branham. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Plenty to talk about tomorrow. See you tonight. Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage at 6. The Wheelhouse from Kansas City is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.